Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call part of your day on Yom Sheni, the ninth day of the month of Sivan. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave Chayalim, all of those standing on the front lines, protecting our people, davening that it'd be in the best interest, both for Israel, for America, for the world, the deal currently being ironed out with the Trump administration and Iran. There should just be peace, and really, just have to daven. We need to daven. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings and his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. Ben Omar. Amen. Now, I announced last week that our going into the Chag HaShavuos, which I hope everyone had a beautiful Yontif, that we would resume on Monday, and I did get some messages. You know, Monday is Memorial Weekend, which it is, and technically the OU offices are closed today. That said, if there's an opportunity for us to convene together, an opportunity for us to daven together, to learn together a little bit, no email went out this morning, and we do not have a speaker lined up. However, I will multitask here, share a brief Dvar Torah, and then we will launch into the Tehillim and the follow our general protocol. So there's an idea I heard from Rabbi David Rossman, who first cousin of mine, who is the director at Yeshivas Esh HaTorah in the Old City in Yerushalayim. So he has in his Sefer Torah Connections a nice, beautiful idea that Parshas Natso is always read generally around Shavuos. It's usually the Shabbos that follows, not exclusively, but generally. And it, to use his words, translating our inspiration into commitment is essential to this Yom Tov. So Pirkei Avos states that anyone whose actions exceed his wisdom will endure. However, anyone whose wisdom exceeds his action, his wisdom will not endure. So ask Rabbeinu Yonah, how can one's actions exceed his knowledge? How can one perform more mitzvot than one knows about? So Rabbeinu Yonah answers that the Mishnah is offering excellent advice to anyone who has not yet studied the entire Torah. Such a person should not despair. Instead, he should resolve to observe everything he will eventually learn. Once a person makes such a commitment, he is rewarded as if he's already performed all those mitzvot. Even though he still hasn't studied them, they are considered his actions. This explains Rabbeinu Yonah, was what B'nai Yisrael did at Har Sinai. They stated, Na'aseh, we will do, and then Nishma, we will learn. By making such a commitment, B'nai Yisrael received the reward as if they had performed all the mitzvot. So once again, we see that concrete action, in this case, in the form of a commitment to act, can catapult a Jew to greater heights, changing the very trajectory of one's life. And with that, we will launch into Tehillim. We will begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20, and then we will move on to Perek Chaf Gimel, and then, sorry, not Chaf Gimel, from Chaf to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and finally then Kuf Lamed. We'll begin first with chapter 20. Please recite it together along with me.
Lam Natsayach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai Yom Tzara, Yizkadecha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzion yisadecha yizkor kol mitchasecha v'yolachecha yidash esela yitim lecha kilovecha v'chlat sasecha yimalei niranana v'shuasecha v'shem eloheinu nigol yimalei adonai kol mishalosecha Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho, yaneyu mishmei kocho, bigvuro tisha yimino. Eile barechev, ve'eile basusim, banachnu, v'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir. Hema karau nafalu, banachnu, kamnu v'nisadod, Adonai hoshia, hamelech yaneinu, v'yom chareinu, tehillim kuch chafalas. Psalm 121. Shir la'malos eselinai el harim miayin yavo ezri. Ezri meyim adunai yose shamayim varet. Al yitein lamuraglecha al yonum shomerecha. Hine la yonun v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzucha yad yiminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakecha, v'yareyach v'layla, Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es napshecha, Adonai yishmor tzivcha v'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Finally, Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-ma'alos mi-ma-makim k'rasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli tiyana aznecha kashuvot t'kol tachanunai. Im-avonos tishmarya Adonai mi-yamod. Im-chas licha l'man t'ivarei k'vissi Adonai k'vissa nafshi l'dvarach alti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim l'boker, shomirim l'boker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Yim Adonai yachesed, barbe mofidut, v'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Achinu kol beis Yisrael anesunim ataru shevyahu, omdim bein bayam uvein bayavasha. המקום ירחם עליהם יוצאים מסורה לרבחה, מיאפי לא ליאורה, משיבו לגולה. השתה בגולה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. The prayer for the Israel Defense Force. Mishaderach avaseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yivarech es chaylei tzva haganav Yisrael v'anshe kachot habitachon hom dima mishmarteinu v'ari Eloheinu migvua alvanon v'yad midbar Mitzrayim min hayam hagadol ad v'vo arava v'chol makom shehem v'yavasha b'avir v'yam. Yitin Adonai es oyveinu akamim aleinu nigafim l'sneihem akadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yakil chayilinu mikol tzara v'tuka mikol nega v'machala v'yishlach bracha v'yatzacha b'chol ma'aseh yidehem yadzer toneinu tachtehem v'yatre mikaser yeshua b'teret mitzachon v'yakum behem v'akotuv ki Adonai Eloheichem holech imachem v'hilachem lochem im oyveichem Hoshia eschem v'nomar amen. And finally, we'll conclude with the Mishaberach Echolim. Please insert the names of all those in need of our collective tefillos for refuah shalema. All I pause. Mishaberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo yivarech es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Racham Yimaleiem, Lach Limam, La'arofam, L'chaskam, L'chayotam, Yishlach Lehem Mehera, Refua Shalema, Min HaShemayim, L'chol Berihem, L'chol Gideyem, Mitzok Shachal Yisrael, Refuas HaNefesh, Refuas HaGuf, Hashta, Bagalav, Zman Kariv, V'namar, Amen. Just as a point out, it's pretty amazing. I'll give you the exact number for those who want to linger on. 107 of you are on right now. 11 hung up already. But amazing. We didn't even feature it. We didn't send out an email. And yet you still called in for a few minutes to learn together, to be together, to daven together. And so thank you so much. May all of our tefillos be answered l'tova. And with that, please join us for our regularly scheduled program, where I am certainly not the feature, tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern, where we'll share, of course, more at Divrei Chizuk, and have some opportunity to daven together for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. And again, thank you so much for joining us for today's unofficial call. We'll see you back in the year to Shem, please God, tomorrow.